Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Strength and Flexibility. I was just listening to a Swiss podcast about health. The presenters were talking about free radicals and how to fight them. They first of all listed all the situations in life that cause free radicals to be produced in our bodies. Emotional and physical stress, pollution, medicines, a poor diet, alcohol, smoking, and more. Jokingly, one of the presenters asked, "What doesn't produce free radicals?" Because it seems that everything does. A discussion developed about a healthy lifestyle, the importance of eating right, and how physical activity is crucial to general good health. So, what are good forms of exercise? Walking and swimming are probably the two best. You get the most movement with the least strain. Then there is cycling, running, weight training, ball sports, types of skiing and yoga. Really, anything that moves your body, uses your muscles, and increases your heart rate is good. There are different benefits to different types of exercise. Some will build muscle, while others will make you flexible. When I was young, the idea of being strong was based on muscle that can lift a lot of weight. Thankfully now, the definition of strength is broader. Weightlifting strength is just one kind. Then there is endurance, which is how long you can keep doing something, and flexibility. There are other kinds as well, but in this podcast, I'm focusing on these three. It's not difficult to keep kids active. I find that my children just need to be given an opportunity to do something physical, and they will take it. While my sons play ball sports, my daughter does gymnastics. Watching her and the older children do gymnastics certainly makes me think of strength. They stretch, they bend, they hang from bars and swing. You can see that they use all of their muscles without even realizing. There are posters in the waiting area that show how, with the right training, a body can become both flexible and strong, where the muscles are useful and quick, not just big and bulky. Gymnastics reminds me of martial arts. Both require speed, accuracy, strength, and flexibility. I hope to introduce my daughter to martial arts at some stage. The physical discipline is admirable, and self-defense is very useful. Maybe we could do it together. As she grows up, she needs to develop physical confidence, and as I get older, I need to maintain my flexibility. Okay, let's have a look at the grammar notes. There are four today. We have free radicals, flexibility, broad, and crucial. That's free radicals, flexibility, broad, and crucial. Well, free radicals I mentioned in the beginning of my podcast, and these are the harmful chemicals that are produced in the body for many reasons. Let's see example number one. Eating burned meat releases a lot of free radicals into your body, so be careful when you barbecue. eating burned meat releases a lot of free radicals into your body. So be careful when you barbecue. Number 2. Flexibility. That gymnast has great flexibility. She can bend her body into all sorts of positions. That gymnast has great flexibility. She can bend her body into all sorts of positions. Now, the word that we use for a person who does gymnastics is usually pronounced gymnast. Gymnast. It sounds like it has an I towards the end, but actually it's spelt with an A. Number 3. Broad. Broad. Well, it's the opposite of narrow. And it can be used figuratively as well. Number 3. The term of strength is very broad. It means many things. The term of strength is very broad. It means many things. So it's very similar to the word wide. But when we talk about a term, as in an idea, a verbal idea, being large, we use the word broad instead of wide. We talk about a broad term, not a wide term, even though that would be understood. We use the word broad. And finally, number 4, crucial. Crucial. This is one of those pronunciations where you have a C with an I and it sounds like a sh. Crucial. It is crucial to get regular exercise and quality food to maintain a healthy life. It is crucial to get regular exercise and quality food to maintain a healthy life. And from this sentence, you can see that crucial just means extremely important. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. If you have questions or comments, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. I still have my acupofenglish@live.com, but most of my emails go to acupofenglish@hotmail.com. My app for the iPhone and iPad is available in iTunes called A Cup of English, and you're all welcome to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. Well, until next time, take care. Bye-bye.